Support comes from the Rosa Parks Museum on Troy University's Montgomery campus. Located on the spot of Mrs. Parks' historic 1955 arrest and featuring exhibits that chronicle the history of the Montgomery bus boycott. More information at troy.edu/Rosa Parks.
From Troy Public Radio, this is The Exchange from In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Farmers markets are opening for the season, and Don Wombles, Director of Ag Promotions for the Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries, joins us by Skype with a preview. Don Wombles, thank you so much for joining us again for The Exchange. Can you give us an outlook for the farmers market season?
We're very excited about this upcoming season. You know, we have endured some extreme weather events this year that we were very concerned about. You know, we had the coldest Christmas we've had in years. Then on March 20th, we had another weather event where we had some late freeze and frost. It did affect some of our fruits, but we're still very optimistic. It's unbelievable how quick we have recovered, and the squash, the zucchinis, kale, collards, string beans, have even seen some early tomatoes already coming on. So we're excited. You know, we've got some markets, probably a third of our markets in the state have already opened for the year, and we're seeing some beautiful produce there. So we encourage consumers to go and visit their local farmers market, shop with those local farmers, and help them make a living, put food on their table.
About how many farmers markets do we have this year, and is it the same, or has it grown or reduced from last year?
We are about 170 markets this year. That's about where we were last year. We have 5 new markets, and so that means that we had 5 markets that operated last year that for various reasons dropped out. You know, and that's nothing uncommon. That's a pretty average thing, you know, from one year to the next, but then we always add some back. So we're pretty level at that 170 for the last 6 or 7 years.
Don, every diet I look at says eat fresh, don't eat processed food. What do you know from your perspective?
I can tell you that that is a very, very true statement. And if people will try it, they will see how much better they feel, how much better their health is. I'm a living proof of that. I've had heart issues, and I can tell you whenever I eat fresh fruits and vegetables, I do much better than whenever I'm buying a hamburger.
And you know, the farm economy is so important to Alabama. What percentage of our economy depends on our rural farmers?
From an economic standpoint, it is huge. The ag industry is vitally important, even to the jobs that are created because of it.
Well, Don, I hope that we can talk again. Thank you so much for joining us today by Skype.
Thank you, and have a good day.
That was Don Wombles, Director of Ag Promotions for the Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries, previewing the season's farmers markets across the state. Thanks for joining us today for The Exchange from In Focus, which is now a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.
Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.